This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Mr. 2020 from FreeNeville.com, which is a very interesting website where Mr. 2020 shares the teachings of Neville Goddard and how to use your imagination to create your ideal life. He teaches seminars and works with private coaching clients to help them develop clarity and focus so they can fully live a life of purpose and vision. Mr. 2020, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today via Australia.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be here, and I just want to thank you for having us on the show, and thank the listening audience for listening in today.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. So, first of all, tell us what happened at the riot. It's getting right to the point here, and briefly, how you got traumatized back in 1989.
Well, you know, I was ever since the age of 12 or so, I was doing a lot of reading of self-help books and stuff like Wayne Dyer, Napoleon Hill. Got into healing with herbs and stuff. I really wanted to live a good life. And come the age of 23, I started to settle a little bit. I decided to get a job as a prison guard because my karate school wasn't doing that good. I was trying to work part-time as a cop. So I sold out and went to work for the Department of Corrections in Pennsylvania. And in October of 1989, we had what many experts are calling the third worst prison riot in U.S. history. And I was taken hostage on the second day of that and literally beat to death, had the out-of-body experience, was revived, was not a happy camper at that point because it was just went from really nice and peaceful to back to stinky prison with fire and violence. Long story short, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, had the usual symptoms, you know, the night sweats, the terrors, the flashbacks, all that good stuff. And after a certain period of time, I realized, you know, it was up to me to recontextualize that, and it was up to me to attempt to heal my life, because I really wasn't getting anywhere with the traditional treatments at that time.
So tell us, how did you begin your healing recovery?
One of the people that showed up in my life several times was this fellow Neville Goddard. And one of the things that Neville's really known for, he's known in the law of attraction community as the godfather of the law of attraction. He was the mentor of Wayne Dyer. And a lot of people focus on the work of Neville to try to manifest something in their life, whether it's a new mailbox or a new car or something. That's cool. But one of the cores of Neville's teachings is to focus on who is the ideal you. Who is that ideal you that you would choose to be in the world? How would that person react and respond and make decisions in the world? And imagine that, because when you imagine from that platform, it starts to change your world literally at the behavioral level and at the biological level, and then what's around you obviously starts to change. So that was really the beginning right there of me going, it was sort of weird, and this doesn't demean PTSD at all, but I realized in my experience, PTSD was the imagination out of control, because I kept imagining the flashbacks and imagining the trauma, and it was the teachings of Neville and, combined with my work in neurolinguistic programming that enabled me to go, it's time to take charge again. It's time to take this imagination and start to literally wrestle with it, fight with it until it, starts to work again, in a productive, creative way in my life.
After surviving this circumstance, did you think you could do anything? Were you fearless, and did it help you discern what is important and what to or not to worry about?
It was interesting. I started spending a lot of time, in the woods. Part of the first strategies that I had was to escape. I wanted 40 acres and be left alone. I learned how to live primitively. And so I spent a lot of time in the woods, which really didn't make me fearless, but it really helped me explore, probably 90% of what the average person fears is imaginal. We have very few real threats in the world, but we have tons and tons of imaginal ones for most people. So it really did help me just to sort out between, what do I really need to be concerned about? Not really fear, but be concerned about. And, how realistic is it? Because we spend a lot of time in our heads, and that separates us from people, because if you're lost in this imaginal world of fears and doubts that, you know, sort of seems to plague society in general, we really can't be compassionate. We can't connect well with the people in our lives, and that, you know, creates stress, divorce, and all sorts of problems.
Today we are with Mr. 2020 from freeneville.com, which is a very interesting website where Mr. 2020 shares the teachings of Neville Goddard and how to use your imagination to create your ideal life here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. 2020, how has this shaped the direction and purpose of your life after this traumatic ordeal that you experienced in your life?
Yeah, you know, Eric, that's a really good question. I've tried since the riot to hold down normal jobs. I've worked as a photographer. I've worked in a nursing home. Sometimes a normal job's been able to last about a year for me. But I really believe that we're all born with to express something. And you know, for some people, it might be you know, being a janitor or being an accountant or being the president of the United States is what they're here to do, because they can do that and do that lovingly and caringly and with, you know, literally with passion. And when I look at my own life, you know, the earliest people that really impressed me were the teachers, the people, you know, teachers, policemen, people who really, really help people. And, you know, since the riot, anything that I've tried to do that doesn't involve me teaching and training people and helping people to realize, you know, really what we're capable of, you know, hasn't worked for me. So, you know, that's why, you know, I've written, you know, numerous books, including the book PTSD Free. That's why I focus on helping people really discover what their vision is. And, you know, that's literally why I live the way that I do, because I found it is the most rewarding way to live. And at first it was a challenge to make an income, but, yeah, you get, you know, when you get known, when you get known for doing what you're passionate about, it really becomes quite possible to make a good living by following your dream.
Now, when you mentioned Neville Goddard, he became a huge influence, I understand. Who is he, and how does this work affect your life and the healing from PTSD?
You know, Neville was, most people describe him as a Christian mystic. He, you know, was alive, you know, through, you know, most of, well, I think he was born in 1902, died about 1972. Don't quote me exactly on those dates. It's a little early here in Melbourne. But Neville was a phenomenal speaker when it came to the message of what you hold in mind, what you feel is real, tends to manifest in your life. The problem that happened with Neville was this. He really, in a way, was a Bible thumper. And so, you know, he had a very unique interpretation on the Bible. So people either loved him or they hated him. And the second thing that sort of, you know, made Neville disappear was the fact that he left all of his work in the public domain. So literally, whenever, you know, he was done, he was done. So there wasn't a huge base of, you know, he literally became invisible because of, you know, those two things. And, you know, if you factor out the biblical references and you just focus on the core message of the man, you know, no matter which side of the fence you fall on there, he really had a way of just helping you get, you know, what you feel in your life creates the circumstances around you. And, you know, literally that is the key, as far as I can tell, when it comes to healing from PTSD or depression. And again, I'm not discounting any of these things, but when it comes to, let's say, just changing the mood of your life, changing the feeling of your life, you know, it's not about feeling good if something happens in the future. It's about choosing to feel good now. It's, you know, learning literally how to run your moods so you can run your biology.
Well, if you would, before you go, how about sharing with our listeners where they can get more information? I know we mentioned the website earlier, but hit that again and what they can find there and also how they can be in touch.
Absolutely. The primary website that we have on this project is freeneville.com. I'll spell that out. That's freeneville.com. On freeneville.com, we give away 221 of Neville's original lectures free. That way, anybody who wants those can download them. That's about 600 pages. So if you've got a printer, you can really let it go all night with that. We also put up 5 articles a week where we simplify Neville's teachings, because a lot of people read his stuff and they go, whoa, it's a little complex, a little out there, a little scriptural, you know, maybe, you know, for some people. But whenever they read the articles that we write, you know, part of our mission is to simplify the teachings of Neville. That way anybody can read it and go, oh, okay, this is how I use my mind to change my state, to change my world. So I encourage people to go there, sign up for the mailing list. If they want to drop me an email, I answer every single email that does not get caught up in a spam filter. They can email me at 2020@exhostage.com. That's 2020@exhostage.com.
Excellent. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners on what we've been speaking about today?
Yeah, you know what? There's a particular post on that website about Neville Goddard's toolbox. And in that post, I discuss how Neville teaches you how to work with things that happened in the past, in the present, and in the future. Because you want to be able to run your mind so that you can eliminate the power of the past over you, break out of current states that are negative, and also direct where you're going in the future. And there's a single phrase which is really powerful from, you know, Neville Goddard's toolbox. You can just search for that post on the site, or I'll put a special link up there today for it. And that simple phrase is, I remember when. And you can use that at any time. I have taught this to people. Yeah, I've taught this in the prison system, and I've taught this in nursing homes, which essentially are almost the same thing for some people. But, you know, literally, you know, I remember when. If you're upset about something, if something's bothering you, if you're just not in the best state of, you know, if you just stop and go, you know what, I remember when I was upset about that. I remember when what you did upset me. I remember when I felt stuck and had writer's block. That tiny little phrase can give you that wiggle room to move your neurology around a little bit so that you can literally take charge of your state and take charge of your life again. So there's a quick little tool for the listeners. And Eric, I really want to thank you for having me on the show today.
You're more than welcome. And we've been speaking with Mr. 2020 from freeneville.com, which is a very interesting website where Mr. 2020 shares the teachings of Neville Goddard and how to use your imagination to create your ideal life. And the website of reference, once again, is freeneville.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio on the Personal Development and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.